Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Brew. I'm your host, Rocco DeSangro, and joining me are two of my coworkers. We have Account Director Carmel Gambacorta and Account Coordinator Emma Hoddle. And today we're talking about client awards and submissions, because that's such an important part of public relations and what we do and what we kind of talk about. So what we're going to talk about in this episode, we're going to go over that brief overview of just drafting and submitting award nominations for our clients, the best places to look and discover award nominations, required information needed to submit an award nomination, how this helps a client. We're going to have a good time and some good conversations here. So guys, like, let's just jump right into it with that overview of drafting and submitting the award nominations for this client. Why do we do it? Carm, you've been doing this for a while now, and you have plenty of experience on the award side with your clients specifically, but why do we do this? Why is it something that we love?
One of the things we look for is a strategic opportunity to find a nomination that is a really good opportunity for a client. So it's kind of like matchmaking in a way. So for example, we have a client who really focuses a lot on training for women. So when we get opportunities for developing women and providing a great working environment for women, we look for nomination opportunities where we can really showcase their strength in that. And it benefits the organization because it gives them an opportunity to showcase their program and an individual at the same time. So it's a good part of the PR strategy because you get that individual and corporate recognition.
Absolutely. And I think just providing a public acknowledgement of the client's hard work is really meaningful to the client. And knowing that you played a big role in getting them that acknowledgement is the best feeling in the world.
And on top of that, when you look at someone's LinkedIn page, when you look at their bio, when you look at what's sitting behind them and you see the nominations, the trophies, the honors, the awards, I feel like that sticks out to people as well. And it's nice to know that not only did we as an agency help them get there, but they relied on us to tell their story and lead the way. And I think that's super beneficial when it comes to not only our business and what we do, but other businesses as well as they try to build.
So that's a really good point too, because one of the things that the award nominations process allows us to do is really control the content. And many times when you're having a client interview or be a story told through the media, we don't have that much control. But when we're writing nominations, we can really use it as a chance to highlight the kinds of things that we want to showcase.
Yeah. And I think just winning or being shortlisted for one of these awards builds a great amount of credibility inside the client's industry or even outside of it for a more general award.
How many times do you guys hear it's like Emmy nominated or Emmy award winning or Oscar nominated when you're referring to someone's title? And in this, it's like if we get a client nominated for one of the big local awards or a big national award, even if they get that nomination, like you said, with being shortlisted or even winning, that's obviously the main goal. That's huge when it comes to a client's bio at the end of the day. Let's jump to kind of our next section. It's the best places to look for these awards, because it's not easy to do at the end of the day, but if you're doing it the right way, I feel like it's like second nature. Like Carmen, Emma, both of you, you know where to look, you know where you're going to find these awards. And obviously like new outlets, they'll pop up with nominations or submitting for your client. But what's been the bread and butter for both of you? I don't want to be too cliche here, but what's worked?
One of the things we try and do with our clients too is to make sure that they're sharing their stories and their successes with us. And that gives us a chance to look for opportunities that fit well with what they're achieving and what their individuals can showcase for us. So we sort, again, back to sort of the matchmaking, looking at a strength that we would like to highlight and then looking for a proper placement for it.
I think industry specific organizations especially can be very successful and kind of like that hidden gem, because, you know, you usually have a good chance at winning that if your client is standout in that field. And also just looking at similar companies to your client, looking at their website, seeing what they have applied for, what awards they have won that could translate to your client as well and seeing what stands out in their specific industry. So, you know, a sports client, there might be an award in the SBJ that a similar organization has won, and your client would like to go out for that same award for the as their competitors and maybe even win it. So I think just identifying those important things that your client values, and maybe even it's just asking them, you know, what is the big fish? What's your goal? What do you want to go after? And setting realistic expectations as to if they can achieve those awards. Yeah.
That's absolutely a big one. What publications have been, you mentioned the SBJ, Emma. I know BBJ, Washington Business Journal as well, but what are the main publications you guys kind of keep an eye on when it comes to that? Like what are those ones that you either have bookmarked, you're looking at every day, or is it just a variety?
Look at a lot of different things like the Daily Record, industry journals, as Emma was saying, and then things that are specific to, for example, if a client has someone who's a veteran, maybe publications that would have an opportunity to showcase that particular individual or strengthen an organization. So just looking through the industry and then through the nomination idea. So again, like if someone's a veteran owner, a business owner, we would look for opportunities for business owner showcases and things like that.
And I think there are really great awards that live on, you know, the Inc. organization, Inc. 5000 awards, Fast Company awards, Forbes, the bigger fish like that to go after that are more business and generic awards. And then, yeah, like Carm said, looking at these industry publications and seeing what stands out and what your client and the criteria. If it matches, it matches. Just kind of digging around to see what would fit.
No, it's great information to have on both sides. And it's at the end of the day, you do want to play matchmaker, like you said. And that's great for people to know because it kind of simplifies it. And people listening, that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to take your client and match them with the best award possible. But I mean, a lot of the times, obviously, there's deadlines for these things. So you're going to need the required information to get your client that award, whether that may be active, you know, what they've done in the community, what they've done for their company, what they do in their personal lives. But here, I'm going to give you a situation both, and you're going to walk me through this, okay? You see an award, the deadline's in a week, your client's on a vacation, okay? And you can't get in touch with them, you have no way. As a account director, account coordinator, how do you go about being proactive and having this information kind of readily available? Is it conversations with your client, asking about their personal lives, like knowing what they do, where you can kind of take this information, gather it, and have it ready to go? So if a situation like this happens, hopefully it doesn't, but you know, people like to travel, but you have it and you're able to kind of get them submitted for a big award.
You know, sort of the fun part of it is the storytelling. So learning the stories of the individuals and then being able to craft that placement. And so in the short term, there's ways to talk to other employees, maybe their boss, or just sort of telling their story, however we can get the information. And we try not to be in those really compressed time deadlines, but it does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Carm. And it actually recently happened. But you know, my client decided last minute that they want to apply for these awards. And that's amazing. And luckily, you know, I like to just save as much as possible. Anything that's in writing, it is saved on my computer, and my computer is smoking at the moment. And that's okay because I'm applying for these awards and I need all the information I can get, you know, qualitative and quantitative. You know, awards always like to see lots of good numbers, you know, no matter what. And they also like to have testimonials and how it's impacting their communities. So I think just having all those items readily available is really important. You know, even if you just hear it in a meeting, you know, a client just quickly mentioned something, write it down because it more often than not, you're going to probably need it.
And the clients are going to be the ones, if they do get these wins, they're going to get an award, they're going to get a trophy, they're going to get the recognition. If your client wins an award, that is a win for you as well. Absolutely. What is the biggest win, number one, that each of you have had from a client's perspective? Or if there's a few, if you know off the top of your head, those awards you have won, and what was that feeling like when you're like, yes, we locked this in, I get to tell the client they won the award? And that feeling of happiness right there.
Yeah, well, there's two kinds of people, it seems, with these awards. So there's people who really like to do it and to talk about themselves. And then there's others who are sort of reluctant participants. And so, you know, just really getting them to tell their story. And like Emma was saying, share some how they made an impact or a statistic or something that really defines what they've achieved. And I always find when it's somebody like that who I really had to sort of coax and coach through the process. When I get to say you were selected, it just feels so good. And, you know, it's just really nice for them to have that too, because many times it is people who are more of a background player and not used to receiving that kind of thing.
I agree with Carm. Yeah, you're watching your clients day to day and how hard they work, and, you know, always they're not as acknowledged as you may think they should be. So playing a big role in getting them that acknowledgement from a third party in the public, it means a lot, you know, to them and to you, knowing that you are a part of that. So I think it's very meaningful, and feeling that accomplishment is amazing, and knowing your client's proud.
Oh, absolutely. And Carm, you brought up a great point as well. It was the, you know, some people just don't like the spotlight, and that's not going to change regardless of how many awards they win or are nominated for. Just some people just don't like talking about themselves.
And I've had clients actually say, like, I don't feel comfortable with this because it was really my team who achieved this, so I shouldn't be taking credit. And so we try and explain that as a PR tool, it's useful because you're achieving recognition for your company, not, you know, individually, yes, mm-hmm. but it's really about finding a way to promote your company and why you're good at what you do as an organization.
I'm assuming the same thing for you, Emma, when you're applying for you've probably had those conversations in the past where they're like, no, like, I don't want to make it about me. It's a team thing. But it's, again, it's a win for the company. And sometimes I feel like we need to help our clients realize that a bit more, that this might be an individual award, but your company name's attached to it as well.
Absolutely. And I think some companies even may think it's a waste of time to apply to awards because they either think they're not going to win it, or they think it's simply just a waste of time. It won't get them anything. But like Karma said, it is a PR win. It is publicity for your company and their credibility. So I think it should be very valued in this field.
I've also noticed too that once we've written, even if we don't achieve the award, we have that bio and we have it ready for the next time something comes up. And so part of the craft of these nominations is just having really good bios for people. I think, Rocco, you mentioned you can use them on LinkedIn, and you can find other ways to use them too. So it's a really good tool to have in your PR toolbox.
And when you're collecting, also to jump off of that, the qualitative data, you know, and the quantitative data, when you're having numbers, you can also plug those into maybe a pitch for earned media, and you build off of that. Or maybe you have to submit something for an article, then you can just have that information readily available.
How does this, at the end of the day, help from the client standpoint? Because winning awards is great. It's great to get the recognition, but in the long run, what does it mean from a business standpoint to see when you know, news publications go and they're like, oh, this person won this award. Obviously, it's going to get featured somewhere and they're going to see it. In your past experience, has it helped? Have winning awards, have they ever hurt a client? I don't do it as much as you guys do, so.
Some of the main objectives are things like to use in employee recruiting, mm-hmm. HR purposes, or to highlight a particular program or strength that an organization has. So I think in terms of the clients I work with, we always view it as a win, and in many different ways. So earned media, but also they can use it in internal publications, employee communications, job fairs, those kinds of things too. So it really does have a big reach.
It can also bring new business possibilities. I mean, I have a client who's in the tourism industry, and winning awards can help bring, you know, certain events to the area, and other people within the industry kind of look and say, oh, they just won this big award in our industry. They must be doing very well. And it does build that credibility, and it brings new business ventures. So I think that's a very important part.
How does the application process help take a burden off the client? Like us stepping in and saying, hey, we're going to handle that for you, because you see what their day-to-day is like, either biweekly or weekly meetings. Like you know what they have on their list, they know what we have on our list, but how does that help them at the end of the day when it comes from a company perspective? Not just on the outside, but from an internal kind of thing as well.
There's a large range of application forms and structures. Many of them talk, you know, sort of in the storytelling range, but also many others ask for really specific corporate information. And so what Emma was saying before is having all that information available and statistics, it's really helpful. And so that's one of the ways that I've found that employees really like and use it. And it does help them to collect and have information available. And I have to say, many times people do ask me, oh, you know, can I have a copy of that, or can you share that with? And they use it in other ways as well.
We are saving the these companies and our clients a huge amount of time. I mean, from researching to compiling the assets to writing a submission to actually submitting, it's a hefty process sometimes. And some awards might require just a quick recap of, you know, an annual report, and others may require a 30 slide deck. Mm-hmm. And it just depends on what you're going for. And all the client should really be doing is just reviewing to make sure everything's accurate. And that's our job, is to do the heavy lift.
Sometimes you might have to stay up till 1 a.m. getting that 30 slide deck together. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct.
There you go. And you got an award for that. So, you know, it's pretty cool. So guys, I really appreciate you joining me on this episode. It was fantastic to talk about client award submissions, because it's a big part, again, of what we do and what this field is all about, because we want to help our clients succeed and win. And obviously, award wins are a big part of that. So had a great time. Thank you both for joining me. That's going to do it for a brand new episode of The Brew. For Carmel Gambacorta and Emma Hoddle, I'm Rocco DeSangro. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.